Well, if you're hearing this, I suspect you're still listening. Doesn't that make sense, Don?
I would hope so.
That would be exactly it. And, of course, we always want to make sure you check out all the other cool stuff that we have on where, Don?
TheValleyOutdoors.com.
And Ava?
Facebook as well.
Yes, exactly. Anybody has any cool photos, feel free to send them in to us at info at
TheValleyOutdoors.com. That's plural, by the way. The Valley Outdoors with an
yep,
S.
There's an S on the end of it.
Yep.
Make sure you do that and check us out. And, of course, there's some cool stuff that's going to be happening right now with the DNR websites. You're going to be looking at that and the interactive manner that we have.
We've been getting real excited with what we've been seeing on our trail cams.
Yeah, oh yeah. I have a dandy too.
We have
I've
a few.
Seen a dandy.
We have Chuck and Don.
We know how Don's dandy one is. He gets out there and it's not there and then he leaves and it comes back.
Well, so of Chuck and Don, of course, Don's the best one. So I'll have to get the Don.
You labeled
Don.
Them Chuck and yeah. Don?
My dad did. The two the two big ones are Chuck and Don.
Yeah.
And they hang out together. So he's got some real great video.
Are they fishing buddies? Or
they must be. Yeah. I'll have to share the video. It's fun. They're well, right send, on their driveway.
Hey, there's an idea. If somebody's got some really cool trail cam pics, send them.
Or videos, yeah.
Yeah. We'll post them up there and we'll highlight them. In fact, we might even talk about them, which is kind of cool. Speaking of talking about it, you know, last week we had David Walker on talking about bass fishing and forward-facing sonar, that kind of thing. And we've had a lot of conversation on it, both sides of the fence. You know, do you have it? Do you use it? Do you not? How is it impacting the fisheries? We've seen how it's impacted the fishery in Mille Lacs with the perch. Big news out of the BASS world. That's the Bass Elite Series events for 2026, Don. They just announced this. The forward-facing sonar will be allowed in up to 5 out of 9 regular season tournaments. So it was every one of them. You could use that
technology.
The specific events will be randomly selected. They also have the restriction that they've always had, which is one forward-facing sonar transducer per boat and a 55-inch total screen size.
And what size?
55 inches total screens they can have per boat.
Square inches.
Yep. Sorry, not 55-inch TV. You ever seen the guys that joke about that? They put a TV on their boat so they can look at it. It's kind of funny.
Yeah.
And that will apply to the classic. The goal of the hybrid schedule is to promote more diverse approach to bass fishing, allowing for more high-tech as well as traditional techniques. It explains there's things you can go on their site. I will say this, guys. They're actually talking about having a vets or I don't know what you want to call it other than a vets league. And what they're going to do is bring back all the guys that were that had retired over the top of the game and have retired and have them come back and fish in a separate competition.
Category or?
I will tell you what, I suspect you'd have more viewership there than you will have on the regular ones if they're using forward-facing sonar. In fact, I would put money on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so much more interesting to listen to these guys that have so many years of experience. They utilize their knowledge to understand the fishery and play it, not taking anything away from the young guys, don't get me wrong, but it is going to be interesting.
Are you talking in the bass world or
bass world? Yeah. Specifically the bass world.
Yeah.
Yep. And
bring back the Hank Parkers of the world.
They would sell advertising absolutely hands down.
Yeah,
it would be
maybe
amazing. It would be amazing. So the classic for 2026 is going to have the standard screen size, but those qualified previous to that, they're not going to have that option. I think it's going to be forward-facing sonar for the 2026 Classic simply because the rules were established in a later scenario. But
I don't know where it was, but I did see one rig that had about 6 of them on each, you know, 3 on each side of the boat,
mm-hmm.
maybe one on the front. I can't imagine what he's got invested in electronics.
Well, we talked a little bit about it. The Muskie tournaments in Wisconsin, the guys that had four units, they had two aside,
yep,
or three aside, and they ended up getting, I think it was seven Muskies in one event. And that was
I'm talking about the investment. I mean, well, they're $4,000 or $5,000 a rig.
Yeah. You know, and the guys can get them if they're working with a company.
Right.
But that ended it. That one event and what they did ended Forward Facing Sonar for the Muskie Trail. Because it was a
You might as well just put a lighted bobber on the fish. And
well, now, and here's the thing, Don. If you look at exactly what's happening in that particular scenario to a fish that is not going to be caught generally at that rate by any means, that's like let's say it's 75%, even 100% more than you would ever have. I mean, you get two muskies in an event a lot of times is off the charts, maybe
right.
three, and they come up with seven or eight.
Right.
That, in my mind.
And I'm guessing they were all nice fish, too.
They were pretty good fish.
Yeah.
You know, and they could detect them open water. So, and most people, you're not going to cast open water because yeah. you're wasting a cast.
But see, you're talking tournament fishermen. I think for the average person out there, you know, my granddad always said, you know, you go fishing to enjoy being on the water. Catching's a bonus.
Not going to argue, but understand, that's what happened to Mille Lacs last year. The perch rate. Yeah.
Yep.
There was an S on there. When you're talking about that,
yeah,
you know, you're dealing with the key piece of this body of water's perch as a food source for the walleye, as well as a good catch, right?
Right.
So it's virtually was devastated one year. They anticipated it was 700% increase in catch rate in perch because somebody on Facebook said, hey, they're in the main basin. Well, the main basin in Mille Lacs is one of those changes. You can't normally go out there in the main basin and find fish. It's not that easy. You got to punch a bunch of holes and try and figure where they're at. You drop forward-facing sonar down, pan it around. Well, there they are. Go over to that spot, drill a hole, check. Yep, we're on it. Drop it down. They anticipated there was over 1,000 to 1,100% increase in take rate in perch last year.
Ice fishing.
And that's why the perch take limit is now fraction. It's 5, I think.
Compared to 10?
Compared to,
I mean, I've never fished there for
15.
For perch, so 15 yeah. was it?
So I believe that was the number. But the whole point really comes down to, Don, when we're looking at what's going on, there's changes are being made for the positive side to increase viewership. I think viewership took a hit. Because you don't want to. I was just watching the other day. You get two guys standing on the front of the boat if it's a team event, and they're both looking at the graph. They're not casting, they're just sitting there holding their line. You can't necessarily see the graph, but it doesn't matter. It's not that intrigue of are they going to be able to find the fish?
Right.
Oh, did they drive over enough fish? So, kind of a transition in a different thought process. So, but yeah. News coming out of BASS, big deal, big change, and I think it's going to start happening more so across the board. Speaking of change, Don, this was a cool thing. Drones are blasting AC/DC and Scarlett Johansson. They're helping biologists protect cattle from wolves. Ava, what was that look?
What does Scarlett Johansson have?
Well, I'm glad you asked.
Because what?
For many years, obviously cattle, ranchers have tried to scare wolves away from cattle and keeping, and whether it's cattle or just livestock, it could be sheep, it could be whatever. The problem you have is you got to try and scare them away. The other issue is you can't be on top of that scenario 24/7. You can't. You can't run out to wherever your back 40 is or wherever you've moved those grazers into a different area and be there. But a team of biologists working near the California-Oregon border, they've figured something out, and they're using drones to blast AC/DC's Thunderstruck, movie clips, live human voices, at the apex predators to shoo them away from cattle. And it's an ongoing experiment.
Is it working?
Hang on. Here's the quote. "I'm not putting up with this anymore," actress Scarlett Johansson yells in one clip from the 2019 film Marriage Story. "With what? I can't talk to people," says Adam Driver, the co-host. And this is what they're broadcasting. The gray wolves were nearly hunted into extinction throughout the U.S. West in the first half of the 20th century. They reintroduced them into Idaho and Yellowstone National Park in the mid-90s. And they've gone to the point of population of Rockies. They've been removed from the Endangered Species Act. We've talked a little bit about that. Now there's over 100, well over 100. They say there's several hundred wolves in Washington and Oregon, dozens more in Northern California, and now thousands roaming near the Great Lakes. That recovering population has increased the conflict with ranchers and increasingly creative efforts to protect their livestock has ensued. Gray wolves end up killing some 800 domestic animals across 10 states in 2022. Previous Associated Press documents had the data as actually higher. Move through this the scenario. What they do is they take preloaded clips, including recordings of music, gunshots, fireworks, and voices. The drone pilot starts with playing three clips chosen at random, such as the Marriage Story scene or Thunderstruck. You know, that's yep. That music.
Oh, yeah.
With its screams and hair-raising electric guitar licks, which is an awesome tune. If they don't work, the operator could improvise by yelling through a microphone or playing a different clip that's not among the randomized presets.
This is going on through a drone?
Through a drone.
Okay.
Now, prime example, I have a security camera on the boat out, or my boat out in Port Washington. Well, if somebody walks by and it turns that on, I can talk through my sure. deal to those people. So same concept.
Sure.
You're just throwing the camera on there. And so what ends up happening is one of the favorites of the drone operators is the heavy metal band Five Finger Death Punch, one of my favorites, Blue on Black. And that's a Kenny Wayne Shepherd song, if you don't know it, and which might blast the lyric, "You turned and you ran as the wolves flee." So the guys are having fun with it. But interesting concept, Don.
Well, my question is, how long can the drone be up there? Are they up there all the time? Are they doing this from the ranch?
Yeah. It's some of the scientists that have done this and experimented with areas that have high wolf populations.
Sure.
So that's one of the areas.
They're just seeing if they scare the wolves.
Right. And one of the things that they've got here, the U.S. drone pilots have continued cattle protection patrols while researching wolf responses at ranches with high conflict levels, which is what I just said, along the Oregon-California border. They extend south to Sierra Valley in August for the first time, according to California Fish and Wildlife. Now, here's the big thing. It's not clear whether the wolves might become accustomed to the drones. A lot of times, they've done this in the past in Europe. They hang long lines with flapping cloth on those lines.
Right.
And the wolves can eventually learn that those flags aren't a threat. Environmental advocates obviously are optimistic about using the drone because the other scenario is you're going to go shoot the wolves that have gotten a taste of the cattle. And that's a challenge because then they know that's free food going on. And
good food, too.
Yeah. The drawbacks technology, the drone with night vision and a loudspeaker costs around $20,000, requires professional training. Doesn't work well in wooded areas, making it impractical for many of the ranchers. Ranchers in Northern California, they hosted USDA drone patrols, agree that they have reduced livestock deaths so far. They're appreciative of what they did, but they don't think it will be a long-term solution. I'm afraid it's going to happen is after some period of time, all of a sudden they go, it's not going to hurt me, so I'm free and clear, and they become calloused to that exposure. I used to live by the airport downtown, and eventually, first when I moved in, I couldn't stand it. There's another plane, and you don't even really know that they're there.
Right.
So ranchers are compensated if they can prove a wolf killed their livestock, as we have talked about that as well. uncompensated costs have stressed out cows and lower birth rates and tougher meat because of the stressed out cows.
Oh.
So.
Well, this reminds me, you know, bring it home here, that we're talking about something that's going on out west. But bringing it home here, we don't have wolves, but we have deer that like gardens.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So, I mean, we have to protect the gardens. So yeah. My neighbor's got three wires going around his garden. And like tinsel, that is like shiny tinsel hanging off the wires.
It makes a noise.
Yeah, no, it doesn't make a noise. It's just shiny and flickering, right? So my son comes home and he sends me a picture of the deer with his head between the wires, dining on the garden.
At night or?
No, it was broad daylight and he was 30 feet away from it. I just looked at him. Didn't work.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, they're going to continue doing this. And see what happens. Otherwise, the last resort is, hey, wolf, get out of here, he said. And it actually worked. So, hey, want to jump into this? We got a short period of time left on. Great news for Minnesota. The pheasant numbers are up 50% in annual roadside surveys. That's a big deal. And 21% up from the 10-year average. That's also a big deal, 75 birds per 100 miles of roads driven compared to 51 in 2024. So that's a fantastic deal, and I'm super excited about that. And again, that's generally the south and west part of the state. Actually, it comes all the way into the mid part of Minnesota, Douglas County south and over to Rice County and west of there, and then some of the areas in southeast.
Southwest,
also.
Yeah.
In the southeast, but
yep.
And Iowa's their 20-year record right now. They're going to be at 20-year highs, and so that's awesome.
South Dakota sounds like it's going well.
South Dakota, we don't have the numbers yet, but all indications are it's going to be fantastic as well. So, yeah, it's going to be good. Good to see you, Don.
Yes.
Ava, we are out of here. That's the show. It's a wrap, as they say, and we appreciate, of course, all of you listening. We hope you have a fantastic weekend. Wherever you may be in the outdoors, be safe, have fun. And we will see you here next week. We're the Valley Outdoors. We are out here.
Thanks for listening to the Valley Outdoors Radio, brought to you by Vexus Boats, building dreams with an unequaled passion for excellence. Catch us next week, same time, same place. Have a great day on the water or in the field.